This podcast is about sex and sexuality, so please only listen if you are an adult without kids or other ears around that cannot or do not consent to sensitive language and content. Thanks. Hello and welcome to What Excites Us, the podcast that discusses sex and sexuality through a lens of acceptance and healing throughout time and space, including the here and now. I'm Gwyn Isaacs, a sex coach and educator, and I believe you deserve to feel sexy whenever you want to. And one way you can do that is by wearing lingerie. And to talk about that with me is my guest, Luna Pearl. Luna is a sex coach in training, meditation coach, owner of Pink Pearl Lingerie and Lingerie Talk magazine. As a self-proclaimed lingerie connoisseur, she uses lingerie as a tool to unblock and heighten sensuality. During our conversation, she helps us imagine the delight in being totally connected to our bodies, grounded and comfortable in our own skin, and how, by wearing lingerie, we can experience ourselves in a new and expanded way that even enables others to feel our heart-centered, divine, feminine, playful power. In other words, how aligning with our sensual nature also helps tap into our sexuality, and how wearing even a simple piece can feel like a superpower. But before we jump into it, I do have a favor to ask. If you listen on one of the apps that lets you leave a rating or review like iTunes or Spotify or some of the other ones, please take a moment and do that. While it's super great that you let me know that you are enjoying the show, and I so appreciate it, thank you. If you rate and review on one of these apps, it will help immensely raise the show in the algorithms. I read all of the reviews, and I might even publicly thank you here too. Oh, and one last thing. We recorded this in my dear friend Rachel's living room in Las Vegas, where I grew up, because I want to be able to travel and bring you interesting information about sex and sexuality from more cultures and more places. But like everything else, running this interview was a learning curve. Luna was very kind and offered to come over so we can do this. Thank you again, Luna. What a blast we had. Hi, Luna. Thank you so much. Like, legit, thank you so much for coming over and doing this with me, practicing the in-person-ness.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. Just some random stranger in your house. Thank you so much.
Well, you're only a little bit of a random stranger because we have the SCU in common. So are you still training or have you finished the program?
No, I'm still in.
How are you enjoying it?
It's a lot of content. It's a lot of work. I wasn't expecting it to be this much work. And I think as an adult, you're like, oh, school, it's not that bad. And then you get into school and then you're like, it is that bad.
Yes.
But I'm loving it. I am sapiosexual. So I love learning. I love getting into the mind. So it doesn't bother me. I love it.
Yeah, it's pretty close to a master's equivalency in terms of the amount of information.
It's like, when, as soon as you open the module, you're like, I'm never going to finish this.
Right? I don't remember. There was one module that took me like 3 months. I'm like, why is this taking? And because I want to be sure to really grasp the information.
Yeah.
And so I would just go back and reread it, mm-hmm. like think about it for a day or two and then come back and yeah.
And then rewatch the videos and all that. And I'm like, this is taking forever.
I know. I was like, oh, I'll be able to whip through this in 3 months. No, not at all.
Not at all. Mm-mm.
No, which is great. I mean, you want to have coaches out there that yeah. are actually informed.
Right.
I have some issues with just anybody calling themselves a coach. Yeah. What led you to want to do that?
So I've always been into sex, and not in the physical form of just having sex, but what makes people want to have sex, where the issues with people who can't have sex and trying to figure out how I can hone in on that. I knew nothing about sex coaching. I was actually thinking that I would have to be a dom in order to get into that realm. And then one day I was just Googling sex therapy and SCU popped up and I was like, that's it. That's where I need to be. But it's always been like my passion to just talk to people about like their wants and desires. And usually sex is in that want and desire. And so it's just been a thing. Like people come to me naturally about sex or just things they want to do or pursue. And usually I find that the nature of sex is what allows you to create. You know, it gets the juices flowing and makes you feel more alive after sex or before, or if you just, what is it called, retain your orgasm. It gets your juices going, right? And so just tapping into that and just learning about sex on so many other levels than just the physical penis-vagina thing or vagina-vagina thing, it's empowering. And so I love it.
Talk to me about lingerie.
I love lingerie for many reasons, but one of my main reasons is because it's an ego booster, if done properly, right? I usually host, like once a year, I'll host a lingerie event where I'll invite women out and pick a theme for the lingerie and we'll just have drinks and have discussions. I know one time I did like a boudoir photo shoot there, so like just empowering women to be confident in their body. But if worn right, it can really boost you. If worn incorrectly, it's counterproductive, right? And so it can actually turn you off to lingerie completely, because I have some people that I've dealt with that say like, it's uncomfortable, I don't like it, it's not appealing to my form or whatnot. And I've learned that if you look at the pictures on the internet, you're doing it wrong.
Like so many pictures on the internet.
Yes. Because you see the model on, you know, wearing the lingerie. Obviously, they're not showing her nipples. So there goes that right there. You're learning that it's all Photoshopped. And then on top of that, like that body, it may not be natural and it may not look like your body. So even though I'm a slim woman, not everything looks good on me. You know what I'm saying? And people have that impression like, oh, you're skinny, you could wear anything. It's like, no, sometimes I look like a string bean and or it's hanging off or it's just not appealing to my body. Some things look better on thicker women than it does on me. And so just talking to women about finding the material that feels good to their body, because that's another thing. When you get the cookie cutter lingerie that's one size fits all, that does not make any sense. It may be itchy to you, skin sensitivities and all those things, and just the way it fits. And so just discussing different ways to make your body feel good wearing lingerie in different types, bodysuits, chemises, anything that's out there. If you want to wear the more risque with the pasty and the thong, hey, whatever makes you feel good. But to me, I call lingerie my superpower. So yes, I mean, because it's different from wearing like your panties and bra under your clothes, right? With lingerie, like sometimes I'll wear it underneath my clothes and it gives me that extra boost. It's like that adrenaline walking down the street, like nobody else knows, but I know and I feel sexy. And I tell that to people all the time, like if you're having a bad day or you feel like less than in yourself, throw on some lingerie. You might not feel like it at that moment, but when you put it on and, you know, you get dressed or whatever, it kind of changes things. It does for me anyway. I don't know about anybody else. So, yeah, that's my thing. I love lingerie.
Do you help people find what works for them?
So I have not set that up yet, but I am in the works of doing that. However, like I usually do just women empowerment seminars discussing lingerie. And I also have my own lingerie line that I sell lingerie and I make my own lingerie pieces. So yeah, I'm not in the process of doing like consulting.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Yeah,
I would love to do it. But yeah, no, not yet.
That sounds like it would be, I mean, I might sign up for that, you
know? Hey, my first client.
Because, right, like, when you go to try stuff on, mm-hmm. So much of that is what the lighting is, what the mirrors are, right? I recently saw a woman try on the same outfit in three different department store fitting rooms. And just based on where the lights were or not, what how high quality the mirror was, you know, totally changed the way that this outfit looked on her.
Oh.
It was the same outfit.
That, you know what, that is true. Lighting can be terrible and make you feel horrible. Or it could just be amazing and you feel amazing.
Right.
So yeah, that's interesting.
And it seems like fit matters and texture matters.
Yes. And the reason why I always, my first go-to is the type of fabric that you're comfortable with. Because if you wear a fabric that you're not comfortable with, it will make you leave your body subconsciously. Like you will wear it, but you're not in your body. You're not present. You know, have you ever worn like some jeans that weren't comfortable? And so you just got to power through the day, right? It's like you leave your body for that moment so you don't have to feel it. And so when you're in something like lingerie, right, like in the beginning, it is kind of uneasy, you know, if it's your first time. So you don't want to get a fabric that doesn't agree with you or doesn't feel good to you because you're already nervous about it. And then to be uncomfortable completely would be terrible. So I want people to be in their bodies when they're doing it so they know, okay, this feels good to me and it doesn't. If it doesn't feel good, immediately take it off. Too easy, right? Instead of having to power through it, because the experience of wearing lingerie is for you. I mean, some people wear it for their partners, but it's more so for you. It's an empowering situation. That's what I call it. It's an empowering thing. And if you're wearing it for yourself or for your partner, you want to make sure that your number one focus is you being comfortable.
Yeah, comfort seems of the utmost importance. And I can totally imagine and have probably done where I bought something, put it on and didn't like it. And then was like, well, I spent the $30 on it or whatever it is. You know what I mean? Like, I guess I have to wear it. And you don't. You don't have to wear it.
Mm-mm. Get that receipt and take it right on back. Yeah, because then you're going through the day picking at it and trying to, like, wiggle through it, and it's the worst. So especially with lingerie and how it's meant to be intimate, you want to be comfortable in that intimate setting. So you definitely want to make sure that the fabric agrees with you, the fit agrees with you, all of it.
Colors you like, that sort of thing.
Colors especially too, yeah.
Yeah. So are there certain shapes that fit better on certain body types?
Well, you can say that. However, there are people who are more open to just wearing anything, no matter their body size or type. So I don't like to put people in a box like, you know, my curvy women need to wear chemises and my smaller women need to wear bodysuits. I say everybody wear it all. It just depends on what agrees with your skin and, you know, what's comfortable for you. Because when you put people in the box of you should or shouldn't wear this, then we're doing what we say we don't want people to do to us. So no, I think everyone can wear anything that's comfortable for them. I would never tell someone that's small not to wear a chemise. That doesn't make sense. Or tell someone that's curvy not to wear a bodysuit. Because I want my women or any woman to feel confident in what they're wearing. And so telling them that they can't is taking that away, taking their voice away.
Thank you. Snaps to that. Are there tips or suggestions that you would make to somebody who's going out for the first time to look at lingerie?
Yes, I would tell them to be easy on yourself, be gentle, and have fun with it. I always suggest for your first time, maybe putting on a satin gown or something flowy. That way you get used to the fabrics. So, or it doesn't have to be flowy because lace isn't really necessarily flowy, But try a satin gown if you're not used to like the snaps in between your legs and all the pushing and the tightening around. You're not used to all that. And then, because lingerie can be tricky. You have the straps everywhere. And so if you're new to the lingerie game, I'd highly suggest starting simple with like a satin gown. And then once you're comfortable with that, working your way up to a bodysuit and then get the more strappy things once you're more comfortable with that, or a thong or something. But just start small and definitely have grace on yourself. You never commit to something you don't like. That's the other thing. If you don't like it, take it off. Don't stay in it. Don't, oh, I spent the money. Nope. Donate it to a friend. But definitely your comfort is the most important thing when wearing lingerie.
So don't jump right into like a super complex teddy or corset.
Absolutely not.
But they're so pretty.
They are. And you know what? And sometimes people jump right into those, like when they're going to events or something, they'll put on a corset or something just to, you know, spice up their outfit. And then, but you see them pulling at it because they're not used to it. And so that kind of takes your confidence away because you're pulling at something and you're constantly messing with yourself when you should be enjoying whatever you're doing. And it's the same thing with just wearing lingerie for the bedroom. Like you're pulling at it and fixing it because you're not comfortable. So definitely don't jump out the gate with the strappy stuff and the corsets. Try something a little more easy on you so that you can get used to it.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And experimenting with the fabrics.
Definitely.
It sounds like maybe going to a whatever your local lingerie store or Victoria's Secret or Torrid or whatever to just touch things.
Yes.
Seems like a good idea.
Yeah. And even if, because some of those stores, they might not have like all the fabrics that are out there. You can even go to your local fabric store and touch some of the fabrics to see, okay, like this type of nylon feels good, but this one doesn't. And things like that, just to understand, because you might even be allergic to some things. And so just learning like what makes you feel itchy and things like that. So you don't go, because Victoria's Secret is a good investment. I'm not playing with that investment. So no, I would rather know that I can't wear it and then move on than to buy it for $100, $150 and be like, oh, I got to donate it. that's donate on me. Right? I really don't want to give to you.
Somebody at Goodwill is going to be really happy.
So yeah, I would definitely make sure you understand your body type as far as your comfort level on what you can wear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what do you think about buying online? How do you feel about that?
I buy online all the time because I pretty much have a standard size, but there are some people who, you know, a medium fits different this way with this clothing person than it does with this, you know, clothing line. So if you're going to buy online, just make sure you have measuring tape and then make sure you look at the measurements and then measure yourself. And so, you know, okay, I can, in this line, I can wear a small or a medium or a large or whatever. I like buying online. However, don't pay attention to the pictures or the models, I should say, because everybody's body types are different. So what may look good on you may not look good on me. And then you also have to know that, like, again, those are photoshopped. So just make sure you're cautious of that. But if you like the actual piece itself, buy it. And you know what it's going to agree, like the material. Because I always read the material, like what it's made out of. How much stretch does it have? Because stretch is important these days. So, yeah, and then I make my purchase. So, yeah, but online is fine. I've seen, like, the store Shein. They have some nice stuff, and it's really cheap. So it's okay to buy something there, and it doesn't fit right. And it's like, okay, $3.
Right. It's not a Victoria's Secret investment.
Listen.
Do you enjoy what you're hearing? Would it warm your heart to help support this work? It would certainly warm mine if you did. There are a couple of easy ways you can do that. On the podcast's website, whatexcitesus.com, you can click to buy me a coffee. Or you can opt for a recurring contribution by clicking on the Patreon button. If you choose Patreon, it also comes with perks for you. Starting at just $3 a month, you can listen to all the episodes ad-free and early when I get them done early. You also get all sorts of random bonus bits, going all the way up to private chats with me. So please come visit me at whatexcitesus.com. Oh, and you can talk back to me there too, and catch episodes you might have missed. Let's make this a two-way conversation at whatexcitesus.com. Thanks. So eons ago, the first time that I got fitted for a bra that actually fit well, it helped to have another person taking the measurements. So that would be my suggestion, if you have another person to help you take those measurements, to go ahead and do that.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, you would agree with that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, and if you don't have someone, then you got to do what you got to do. But if you do, yeah, because usually like when you use the tape, it slips or something, so you're not getting the accurate measurement. So yeah, it would definitely be best if you had someone to help you. But if you don't, then you got to do what you got to do.
And if you do, just that piece of it can be a little bit of an intimacy with your partner.
Yeah, because it's kind of vulnerable. Now you got to, you know your sizes, your hip size, your waist and all that. So yeah, just letting your partner be a part of that experience. And it's also nice for your partner to know your sizes, because they might want to buy you lingerie, you know?
When we first started talking about this, you said you had parties. So tell me, what is that like?
So it's basically like women's empowerment parties. So I invite women from all over, anywhere. I put it on Eventbrite and send invitations out to people that I know. And I pretty much, so like one that I've done, it was chemise and champagne. And this is where I had the boudoir photographer there. We played games and, you know, had party favors and all those things. And we just discussed like how we felt in lingerie. We put on like a mock fashion show.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, it's just a way to help women feel confident in their lingerie, as well as seeing that other women root you on. Because a lot of times there's this thing out where people assume that women don't like each other. It's so weird, because we actually love each other. And when you get a group of women in the room where they all are kind of like either naked or feeling like they're a little discouraged, like, you know, because you can see like in the beginning, some women were like pulling at themselves and like not feeling. And then once everybody started saying, oh, girl, you look cute. And I like that. And where'd you get that from? And then when they're taking their pictures and all the girls started coming and like posing them and putting makeup on them and, you know, holding their hair up. And it was just amazing. So just creating a community of women where we can encourage each other to be sexy, because that myth is out there that we don't like each other. And in all reality, we do. But we walk out on the streets and we see another woman, and in our minds, it's like, oh, is she looking at me? Like, oh, she does, you know what I'm saying? And really, that woman that's looking at you is like, oh, that shirt is really nice. That color matches her, you know, her skin. That's usually how I'm thinking, you know, or I like her body, or, you know, something like that. I'm always complimenting women in my head. But if you have been taught that women don't like each other, then you're thinking I'm looking at you for many other reasons. And so just getting a group of women in the room and seeing that that's not really how we are, how we praise each other, is, it's quite magical, actually.
Yeah, that sounds, I'm like, ooh, can I do that? I want to have that. That sounds like a great evening.
Yeah, and it started because I wanted to actually throw, because, I mean, living in Vegas, you can capitalize on the fact that women throw bachelorette parties and stuff out here and stuff. And so I was like, it would be so cool to get a group of women together and have lingerie parties. And, you know, we do different types of games and things like that. And so I was testing it out like as a pilot thing. But then once I realized, like, I don't think it's something that I want to like commercialize. I think I want to keep it like private and intimate to where it could just, it can grow from that. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we are so, I don't know. There's a lot of judgment here specifically in Vegas. Yeah. I mean, it's everywhere, but when your town is run by showgirls and Mormons and gangsters, there's a lot of pressure to, you know, have the right shade of lipstick or whatever.
Right.
And so then we're taught to judge ourselves. And then so we are judging everybody else because we're assuming that they're judging us.
Yeah.
And we're trying to get ahead of them on that. And it just, it becomes this whole thing. And so taking that whole aspect out of it makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, because I just love seeing women comfortable no matter their body type, size, color, anything. And it's amazing, even if you aren't comfortable in your body, just having other women pour into you to help you build that confidence. Because a lot of times people feel alone in their different body types or skin shades or things of that nature. And so having a group of people, even strangers or friends, just pour into you, it's magical.
Yeah. We're getting better at being not quite as mean to each other.
Yes.
Especially around body types. I mean, but I don't know any young woman who doesn't have a part of their body that they hate.
Oh, yeah, of course. Even older ones.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's yes, but it's worse in high school. Yeah. And it's all a part of, you know, you want to put somebody else down because then you can feel better, you know, and then it just keeps spiraling. And then you believe that nonsense that people have been telling you. And so I love this concept of just getting a whole bunch of women together who don't necessarily know each other or only know each other a little bit to be empowering. That just sounds delightful.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's so fun. And you get to learn new things because being around different people, you learn new things all the time, you know. And so just learning new things, learning new terminology. I think that the best part of it is the praise, you know.
So you mentioned making lingerie. Are you a stitcher?
No. So I am a repurposer.
Ooh, tell us about that.
Right. So I take lingerie, like when I see lingerie, I envision it how I want it to look. So I'll take a piece and I'll cut it up or do whatever I need to do. And I usually add pearls. Like that's my thing. I love pearls. So I add pearls to everything.
Nice.
So yeah, no, I am definitely not a stitcher per se. I cannot cut and create and do all those things, but I do add. I take away and I add things and recreate it for my own purpose. So yeah.
I love that. So you take something and you sort of see it as a blank template and then you add your own flair to it.
Yes.
Oh, I love that. You could do a workshop on that too.
Yeah. No, I didn't think of that. That would be cool.
Yeah. Just have people bring their own stuff and then, you know, you could even supply some beads or whatever. As an aside, my side hustle is that I sell vintage beads.
Oh, so, do you?
So if you need beads, let me know.
Nice.
I got you. But okay. So can I ask you some personal questions?
Absolutely.
What's your favorite style of lingerie? What do you like?
Bodysuits. I love lace bodysuits. I've tried all different types of lingerie, but lace bodysuits are by far my superpower. They're my cape. I can wear them with almost anything, under clothes or just regular. So I just love lace bodysuits.
Nice. And do they have structure inside?
So some of them are just the lace and others, they have like the push-up cup and things of that nature. But other than that, no, like I know they have some like where it pushes the sides, like
the
more of a corset.
Yeah.
I'm not into those. Nope. Just hanging is going to hang. Look, if it's there, it's hanging. But yeah, I love lace. I love the way it feels on me. That's my favorite fabric in the bodysuit. I just like how it hugs me and it just It makes me feel good.
I can totally see how that would feel like wearing armor or like a secret weapon. Yeah. I often wear bangles. I took them off for microphones. But, you know, if I leave the house and I don't have my bangles on, I feel like I don't have my weapon, my armor, like my protection.
That's exactly what it is. Like I said, like if you're not having a good day or you're feeling like down on yourself, for me, like wearing a bodysuit does that for me. It picks me up because it's like I feel sexy, I feel powerful. I usually wear a bodysuit if I'm going to like a meeting, definitely do it. Or if I'm just wanting to feel sexy for the night or whatever. But yeah, bodysuits are my go-to.
I love that. I'm like, I want to go try one. I don't have one. So
we got to get you one.
I only wear lingerie mostly at like events or for my partner. And he doesn't necessarily have like a lingerie fetish. Kind of wish he did. Because it would be more interesting to me, you know? I mean, part of it is my body type. I'm a larger woman, and so it's harder to find things that are really, really comfortable. Mm-hmm. But part of it is that I want his eyes to go, wow, when I walk into the room. Yeah. And, you know, he gives me a little of that, but it's not. There are some men and some women. There are some non-binary people who abso-frickin' love lingerie.
Yeah.
And do you know of folks who do, like, personal fashion shows for their people? Or is that something you've encouraged or?
What do you mean, like when in like intimate settings?
Yeah.
No, I don't. That would be cool though, to like give lingerie lessons on how to like seduce your partner or something.
Totally.
That would be so cool.
Yes.
I don't know, you probably don't know, but back in the 70s, there were all these how to belly dance for your husband sort of. They were albums.
Really?
Yes. I have a few of them. And they were super fun. But I'm thinking about like a little belly dancing move with a little bit of like coming in. And what do you think about this, honey? And walking back out.
And something like that. That would be cool.
Yeah. I had a client whose partner was super into lingerie.
Okay.
And like he was super into lingerie. And so that was how she would signal to him that tonight would be a good night.
That's neat. Okay.
Add it to your repertoire if you're having another gathering or teaching moment, or if you end up with clients who are like, how do I spice this up?
Yeah.
Okay. So lingerie, it's empowering. Mm-hmm. It's sexy.
Yeah.
It's fun to wear. As subterfuge is what it sounds like, just wearing it any old time. Is there any other like tips or tricks that you want to pass on for people who are thinking about it, who have never gotten into it before, who are like, oh, this baby might work for me. Let me give it a shot.
Make it fun. That is the number one rule that I have. If it's not fun, don't do it. So it shouldn't be a task. Like lingerie shopping shouldn't be a task. And if you put it on and it doesn't feel good, then it's not going to be fun. So with all of that, make sure that it's an enjoyable experience when you're putting it on and when you're taking it off. I know some lingerie is harder to take off than others or put on, but I would say definitely it has to be a fun experience, because that's why lingerie gets a bad rap for some people, because either someone bought it for them and it wasn't, you know, the correct size, or it's just all the strappy strappies because it looks good on the package. Or when you go into the, you know, sex stores or whatever, it looks good. But just because it looks good doesn't mean it's going to feel good. So just make sure that when you do it, when you purchase or when you're going shopping for it, that it's fun, and you'll go far with that.
Yeah. You don't want to have the experience of being cranky and hungry and, oh, I just have to do this thing. And then, like, all of that's going to get associated with it. You're not going to pull this out of its lovely box and be like, yeah. You're going to be like, oh, this was such a shitty day.
Right. Especially, you know, even if you have a partner that, you know, is into lingerie and you may not be, but you want to surprise them with it. Don't ever feel pressured to do it. Also, because anything can be turned into sexy for women, right? A large t-shirt, you know, or no t-shirt, just anything. So just make sure that you're comfortable with what you're doing and you don't feel pressured. That's another thing, because in order for it to be fun, you have to actually agree to it. So making sure that what you're doing is something you want to do and making sure that you're having fun with it. So, yeah.
This is great advice for everything, but specifically for something so intimate. Yeah. So, Luna, what excites you?
I don't know. I think so many things. Fun. And I'm like, what is fun? So just exploring new things excites me, learning new things. So whether that's in the bedroom or outside of the bedroom, just trying new things excites me. Even if I don't like it at the end, just going through that experience excites me. So yeah, I would say learning new things and trying new things.
Okay, so I want to know, do you enjoy lingerie now, either wearing it yourself or seeing it on one of your intimate partners? If so, what's your favorite style? Or what's your least favorite style? If you have a story that you would like to share either privately or publicly, you can do that so easily. Just click the Speak Pipe button on the website, which is whatexcitesus.com. You can also buy me a coffee there or join the Patreon or just listen to past episodes. I would love to hear what you think, either about this interview, about lingerie, about all sorts of things, or if you want to be a guest, so many things. Just hit the button. It's so easy, and it's anonymous if you want it to be. And please, 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 if you use one of the pod playing apps that lets you rate and review, just take a minute and do that for me. And if you're not already subscribed to the show, please do that. It's so important that we spread the word about how sex is just part of being human. And helping get this show out there more will help that. Thank you so much. What Excites Us is produced, edited, and hosted by me, Gwyn Isaacs. Our podcast host is Tickle.life. All music is used under the Creative Commons Attribution License. The opening song is The Vendetta by Stefan Kartenberg. And this is Quando by Julius H. As usual, I would love to hear from you. I mean, I really, really, really would. And I would enjoy being able to tell you thank you in real life. I love you guys. I really do.